It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Joe Hawk backstage at the Bay Area Stop for 2016 Vans Warped Tour. And Joe, we have a very special guest.
I know, we got Alex, right? Yeah, sorry, I've had a beer or two already.
Hey,
from Chelsea Grin, so yeah, how's it going, man?
I'm great. Played early,
yeah.
Signing's done. This is the last of my responsibilities for the day, and I'm probably just going to go f*** myself.
How did the signing go? Because I walked around, I've seen lines just out, if there was a door, just out the door.
Yeah, I mean, on the Vans Warped Tour, your sets are random every day. You never know what time you're going to play until the morning. And today was the first time we opened everything, so there was we still had a good crowd, but there was a lot of people that wanted to see us that couldn't, so our signing line was huge. And there was
That's awesome.
The first half of the signing line was like, "Oh, your set was great," and then the last half was like, "I didn't see you." You know, so
awesome.
Yeah.
So we're coming towards the end of the tour. So just your thoughts on how the tour's been going so far?
Really good. I mean, we always enjoy being on Warped Tour. This is our third year of doing it, and this has probably been our biggest year so far. Like, we dropped a new record like the 1st of July, and it's really been doing really well for us. So
please go ahead, promote the latest record.
Yeah, the latest record is called Self-Inflicted. It's super heavy. Check it out.
Nice. It's awesome. So any particular city that's been like really stood out for you guys on this current tour?
Oh, man. I totally had an answer for that, but I drawn a blank.
Well, I heard that we've been the coolest weather-wise, surprisingly. I guess I heard last month it's been like really humid in the Midwest and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I was actually one of the bands on our stage that I've kind of known about their name for a while, but never really listened to them until this tour, and I've been pretty blown away. But it's Gideon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really sick. I never like realized it. I like it.
Any other bands that stood out for you on this tour that you're like, wow, that's a really cool band. I'm glad we're on the same tour.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's been really cool to have Atreyu out here, that's for sure. Because, you know, like, loved them, we'll still do, you know, like, so it's cool to tour with one of those bands that used to, you know, look up to so much when you started playing music, and just to be, like, around them and, like, be, like friends with them, you know, like their guitarist Dan has been up on our bus a couple times. Like, we've done, like, made ribs and stuff. And
oh, it's awesome.
That's kind of like, you know, it's just really cool, you know, kind of mind blowing.
Yeah, that's what we've kind of noticed, that like on Warped Tour, this seems to be like, even if it's your first one or your 10th one, there seems to be a huge camaraderie even with throughout all the bands going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's really easy to make a lot of friends on this tour, you know what I mean? You know, you can't really avoid, like, you know, a couple of here and there, but for the most part, everyone's really friendly. Sometimes I'm the depending on if I've had a couple drinks, but, you know.
What is your drink of choice on this tour?
Oh, man, this has definitely been a whiskey tour, that's for sure.
High five there.
Yeah.
Look at this. Like, the guy works at a brewery, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, sometimes you get a little too many, and you act like a big ass. So I'm definitely guilty of that.
Hashtag tour life, right?
Tour life.
Right.
So what's next for you guys after this tour? I know it wraps up pretty soon, but what's the rest of the plans for 2016?
Yeah, we have 2 months off to kind of, you know, recharge our batteries after such a long tour in the sun. And then we have a fall tour that isn't announced yet, but the lineup is super stacked. It's going to be really fucking cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure our fans are going to be super psyched on it. So
awesome. Well, one of our coworkers, Chassa, she normally comes out with us, but she couldn't be here right now. She just had a baby.
Oh,
so she's on maternity leave.
Well, tell her congrats.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she likes to ask her almost famous question. I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, but one of the theme in the movie is, what does music mean to you? So I'll ask on behalf of her, what does music mean to you?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Finally, we get some like really deep answers. I love brutally
guys
honest.
Like blown away, like, oh geez, that was like that was the quickest answer by far. The entire day,
probably the most awesome.
Yeah, well, probably the most true too.
Absolutely. That is awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for making the time today. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll be having a few whiskeys later on today.
Yeah, man.
Awesome, thank you so much again.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.